WTAW News Time, 1203. The temperature is 73. News presented by Brenham National Bank, where they make banking fun. There's been a heavy law enforcement presence on the Health Science Center and Rellis campuses. Social media from Texas A&M Police states the report of an active shooter at the HSC is false, and the same caller reported an active shooter at universities today, which were also false. At the Rellis campus, Director Kelly Templin says multiple agencies responded to what's known as a swatting threat.
University Police Department, Blinn Police Department, we train police officers here. So a number of our folks that are here either training with TEKS or are still, you know, carrying a commission with TEKS are able to respond to this. So this is probably not as soft a target as people might think.
More information will be released from A&M Police later today. The week after Brazos County Congressman Michael McCaul returns from Taiwan, he receives a sanction by the People's Republic of China.
It's a badge of honor, you know, the way I look at it. I got sanctioned this morning by the People's Republic of China. I can't travel there. I can't buy property. So I've been a real bad boy, you know.
McCaul is in the studio visiting on the Infomaniacs at the time of the breaking news, spent 3 days in Taiwan as chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. Texas A&M's Family Weekend means many motorists getting introduced to new medians along Texas Avenue in Bryan.
We're now finding out very much so is how do you egress, degress out of neighborhoods. And what I'm finding is in Bryan, we have no left outs anywhere.
Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez says that'll result in residential neighborhoods getting more traffic.
Any truck delivery, anything else is going to have to send those back to the big trucks through the neighborhoods to get around to get to one street.
Speaking on the Infomaniacs, Gutierrez says he wants another meeting with TxDOT's local engineer when he returns from Austin. The owner of the Connecticut Hotel and Resort Company that's taking over downtown Bryan's LaSalle Hotel provided an update on their multi-million dollar renovation and restoration at this week's Bryan Business Council meeting. Jeremy Buffum told WTAW News several architects, designers, and consultants are involved in turning the LaSalle into a four-star Marriott tribute hotel.
There are several different pieces to this hotel, including the plaza and the rooms and the public areas and the speakeasy.
Bryan City Council last September approved $1 million in incentives as part of a $6 million project. Buffum says the conversion's on track to start this fall, be completed at the end of the year. News presented by Brenham National Bank on 1620 94.5 WTAW.